And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a great show for you today. Pete Gray's not going to be joining us. He's out cruising around having a great time with Lolly, but boy, do we have a fun one for you today. Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bite Journal and Bite Sport Fishing. We've got so much cool stuff to talk about. There's big fish biting. There's fish biting close to home, and the lobsters are crawling. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman are novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Who said Pete Gray is out on the East Coast right now enjoying a little time off, but man, that was a tough time to decide to go because there are some seriously, seriously good fishing going on right now. Stoked talking about my buddy Captain Brandon Hayward, a very, very busy dude this time of year. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, are you kidding me? We're stoked to have you. This is a transition time for you. It doesn't need to be a transition time for fishermen because the fishing is still so good, but there's a lot of options at play right now.
So many. Go troll for 250-pound yellowfin. Yeah. And big bluefin's around if there's weather. We have lobster. So it's that it's kind of that classic thing in Southern California fishing where the fall is always the best time.
Totally.
But fishermen's brains are just kind of plumbed around going in the spring and summer a little bit more sometimes. So it's like we always say, if this was happening in July, you wouldn't even be able to get a spot.
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. July and August is in the fisherman's mind. That's when it happens. But, boy, year after year after year, this is it, man. This is the best of it. And it's crazy to see all of the things that are available, the really, really good yellowfin fishing. If you happen to find the right kelp in the right school, it's a little bit feast or famine, but there's definitely more feasting than there is not. And then the shot at giant ones, and now as of an hour and 6 minutes ago, lobster's not back on the table.
Right.
It's on.
Right. Great yellowtail fishing at all the islands.
Right,
and
yeah.
It's really, I was talking to someone the other day, like, it's funny how yellowtail are almost a second-class citizen now.
Totally.
7 or 8 years ago, if guys were getting 80 yellows at SBI or Clemente or whatever,
yeah, headline news.
Running. But it's just kind of standard now. So it's been an incredible ride for the last three seasons, that's for sure.
It's been really cool to see this develop and this fishery develop and now the shots at big ones. And it's been kind of crazy working at the tackle shop. A guy will come in like, hey, I'm going on a day-and-a-half trip. What do I need? And, you know, you can't normally, for the last 20 years of working at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, you could tell a guy, you need some 2-0s and you need some 25-pound and send it. And that's it. And that's all you need. And now, it's like, well, you could be fishing as light as 20-pound. You could be fishing as heavy as 200-pound. It totally depends if they're going south or going west. And
you'd almost be hard.
And the other thing that's cool is seeing five-day trips right now. Guadalupe, over the last few years, has been an amazing fishery and these amazing things. But for whatever reason, the size of the fish this year, it's literally like looking at hurricane bank fish. I mean, I think the Royal Star has 50 over 100, you know, and they're not 101, you know. There's a lot of really big ones right now. It's crazy.
And a couple of huge yellows, that 80-pounder they had on the Angler last week or whatever it was.
It's amazing, yeah. So really, really fun times. And I know it's a fun time for you, but as we said, with transition, this is time. It's lobster season, and you guys have developed such a cool program for lobster fishing over the last few years. And maybe you could share with us a little bit about what you guys are doing and what this time of year does for bite sport fishing.
Yeah, sure. I look at it as we have kind of three hard seasons. We do the sea bass, we do the offshore, and then in the fall we do lobster, and we're still kind of doing everything at the same time,
right,
too. You know, last November we were catching sea bass and bluefin and lobster. So it's just a really cool kind of like confluence. It all comes together. But those lobster trips have become incredibly, incredibly popular. Running our first one tonight out of Newport. And we just make kind of a customizable type trip, or our standard trip is we leave at 2 p.m. and get back after midnight. But otherwise, we do all sorts of different trips, fishing and lobster combos, or take the people over and they go on the island, stay in a hotel, go on the island, cook your lobster. So it's really fun. And from kind of like an operator's, owner's perspective, it's neat because it keeps everything really fresh.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I love it.
The beauty of what you do is it's just that group of people that chartered your boat, which is, I'm assuming, usually buddies, or it's one person or two people or three, whatever it is, but you're satisfying the needs of what those three people want to do, where in a traditional charter experience, it's usually a group of people, so the captain's always making, like on a fishing charter, if you go fishing aboard the Prowler, Buzz is going to make the best decision he thinks possible to do as much stuff to please everybody there. But you don't have to worry about that. You get to do what's right for the group you got on board.
Yeah, so I always say we just try to play into what their narrative is of what a good trip is. And some people are super happy catching some bonitas and some lobster, and other people want just straight big game. So we try to do whatever the people want. And with that said, we do a decent amount of open party trips. But we try to be real transparent in terms of what the trip's doing. On that big bluefin especially, it was really interesting. If you ran a charter and you caught one, everyone's celebrating and it's victory and just like, let's all drink a beer. I want to take a picture. And it's just kind of casual. on an open party trip when there's three people and one guy gets one, the guy who's up next on the kite's like, let's go.
Oh, you know what I mean? Sure, yeah, it's absolutely.
Rightfully so. So it's really interesting to see the different dynamics as you have different groups and stuff. So yeah. We do a decent amount of that open party trip because for some guys it's just hard to put a group of three or yeah. We take four for lobster together, up to four. But yeah, charter is definitely our bread and butter.
That's awesome. Well, and you have a fantastic now fleet of boats. We might as well be calling them. And you seem to have really dialed in what's right for you.
Yeah.
As far as your boats.
Yeah, this is my kind of
talk about
my kind of little cul-de-sac. You know, I started. I had a boat that definitely was not a quote charter boat. I had a 17-foot Arima. I would just take one person at a time. It kind of wasn't even my like. I don't know. It just kind of found me, you know. Mm-hmm. Karen went back to grad school. I had to do something for some side money. And I would just take one person. And that's when there was no offshore fishing.
Right.
It was just sea bass on the coast and squid-related mostly. So then I did that for the year. And then I bought the first Parker, the 2013. And then fast forward to now or to this summer, I bought a new one from West Coast, a 2017, obviously, with a 300 on it, 300 horsepower.
Nice.
And I just love that boat. It's really good on fuel, and that boat wants a 300 on it, to my mind. So I actually sold the 2013 and bought another 2017, and that's actually getting splashed today.
How cool is that? Nice.
Yeah. No, it's nice. You know, it's an investment, but I want to keep new machinery,
sure.
And I wanted new electronics. And so it feels good to kind of reinvest in the business. And I've swam out so far in doing this that I'm never swimming back in. You know what I mean? So
you might as well keep going then.
This is going to definitely be one of my two jobs, you know, until I'm not working anymore. So I figured might as well go all in, get brand new boats, and be ready to go.
What a perfect platform that 23 Parker Pilot House is for the program that you run.
It's perfect.
It's literally perfect.
A lot of people say, like, why didn't you get a 25? Or, maybe someday you can get a bigger boat, wink, wink, you know? But I did the math, and just what works out best for, like, the business model play and just everything is that 23, because one engine.
Yeah.
You know how much it costs to service your engine, right?
Totally.
And the extra fuel, and when you do have to repower. So when you want kind of do the math and you think about the extra burn, saving up for a new engine when you have to repower, the extra service, it's a lot of money at the end of the year. And that 23 plays just like very similar to a 25, to my mind.
Yep.
Like, I've had several people who have come down to the boat before, and they say, oh, I used to have a 25.
Yeah.
Inferring, like, oh, this is a 25.
It's
a 23. So it's I'm biased because that's the boats that I chose, but I think it's a great boat, and it's a great platform for what we do.
The Parker Pilot House configuration, or Parker in general, ours being center console, just offers so much room. There's so much room for – they're fishing boats. You know, I mean, that's
exactly
what it is. It's not that they're not comfortable, because they most certainly are, but it was built with fishing in mind. Lots of room, lots of space, very square, very comfortable.
Yep.
Good ride, and you have that option of just, you know, when it's time to run and there's a little bit of wind, you just open the door and you step inside and you're dry. And
that's huge.
You're not head to toe foul weather gear.
And so much of what I do is night fishing, sea bass, lobster. That bluefin's practically night fishing.
Yeah,
you're driving home
really.
In the dark if you're going to do it right, you know. And a bud said to me kind of like jokingly, like, you know, you're so weird, man. Why do you do why is everything you do at night? It's like, well, I like catching stuff, right? And so even though sea bass this year was more of a daytime play than it has been the past couple of years, and it seems like every third year it's more of a daytime fish, we do so much night fishing. It's just nice for a guy to have a place to lay down, get out of the weather, all that stuff.
It's
the perfect boat.
That's awesome.
And on the flip, you know how it is. You could spend 5 minutes kind of like rinse and go, turn and burn, and guys get on the boat. They go, wow, the boat's clean. Looks good.
Yeah.
Or you could say, all right, going down for 5 hours, we're going to detail the thing and really go for it today. So it's a really Spartan boat, and you can put 5 hours in and clean it, make everything perfect, but with a quick kind of rinse and go, it looks really good too.
Yeah, that's it. For the first time in probably way longer, we utilized having Mark from Monsoon Yacht Service clean our boat up for us. But we did the same thing. I would say that Neil and I do a very good job at keeping our boat clean. Not professionally clean,
right.
It's very easy to keep the boat looking very good with some boat soap and a scrub brush and a fresh water hose, you know, and it looks really good. And then every so often, just, you know, in our case, 3 times a year, we'll have, you know, Mark come down and keep a coat of wax on there, and it's such a low maintenance boat. That's why we bought it. I always joke with people that was like one of the most important things when we decided what boat we were going to buy, was we didn't want something that was going to take us 2 hours to clean up at the end of every trip.
Exactly.
Like, we needed a boat that can be clean from the fives until our boat space with some simple green and a scrub brush, and then a rinse off with fresh water, and then hit the road.
Like, that's it.
That's it for sure. So with that, lobster season is here. You're running your first trip tonight. How does somebody, you know, take advantage of going with you? I know it's extremely popular, but you've got multiple boats now. Are there opportunities to go? How does that all run out?
You know, there's always kind of a way, and I have a website, bitesportfishing.com. I rebranded this year. I was called one. It was one man charters from when I had the one person on boat, but it's Bite Sport Fishing now. And then you can always just give me a call. I'll drop the number at the end. And we run those trips out of Davy's Locker. It's nice and close to Catalina. It opens up both ends of the island a little bit. So that's kind of the deal on there. And yeah, things get booked up, but you know, I know October 8th is open for charter, and we have, you know, there's always a way. So there's dates open still. People are funny, man. They want to, like, see, like, lobster season's open. The people have caught the lobsters. Then they want to book the trip. Same with the bluefin.
Yeah.
Same with the sea bass. But you got to kind of, it's good to just pick your trips for the year and book early and have your days.
Take your chance.
And I think people will have a lot better success if they just kind of, like, look, like, for the bluefin, for example, look when they've been biting best the last couple years.
Yeah.
And book their trip in that window, just kind of close their eyes and do it instead of being like, oh, they're
wait and see.
Yeah, yeah. The best trips are always the ones without the buildup, to my mind.
And the waiting and see almost never pans out. Not in terms of success, just in terms of somebody else didn't wait as long as you did, and the date that you really want to go is gone.
Exactly.
That's how it always goes.
I mean, it's easy for me to say that sitting here because I'm the guy that collects the money and books the trips, right? But if I was fishing and I, you know, if I had done something else and I know I would have gone on a fall trip and a early summer 5-day and done a couple of these like small trips or four packs or whatever, I would just plan at the beginning of the year and just kind of take it like that.
Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. The thing is, if you go with a quality operation like yourself or anybody else that really does it right, you're going to have a great trip. And it's a cliche thing to say, but it is less about the amount of fish that you catch. But if you book a trip, just like you said, in a great time of year with a great operation, the odds of you having a successful trip are so high. And even if it's, you know, this one particular week happened to be better than the next,
right,
you're still going to make a good catch, you know, by all odds. And you're going to have a great time. And like you say, you're not worried about it. You know you got that trip with Brandon secured. You know you want to go with Wes during the big bluefin time of year. And look at all these successful trips on the new moon. Like, I'm just next year, I'm booking my trip. I'm going with Wes. Is the big bluefin going to happen? Hopefully. And if it doesn't, I got a great time of moon and a great time of year. And whatever is biting, he's going to put me on.
Exactly. And that's why the way we do rebookings is, if a person comes out the year before, they kind of own that date for the next year.
Okay.
So if a guy came out today, lobster opener is his, first right of refusal.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or conversely, you know, if they come out the last Saturday in September, we say, okay, you can have the last Saturday in September, or you can have whatever the calendar day is, September 30th next year.
Gotcha.
So they have two options. So it keeps it fair, but it also keeps things kind of snug on the booking front because a lot of people, it's just like a long-range trip.
Yeah.
Guys get off the guys that walked off the Royal Star today, those dudes are racing in there to give Tracy more money for next year.
Stateroom 7.
I want to lose my spot.
Yeah, totally.
So we run it the same way.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, really exciting and so much cool stuff going on with the boat. And there is literally just so much to cover right now with the tuna fishing going on, the lobstering coming up. We haven't even started talking about the Bite Journal, but so much great information that we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, join in the fun, join in all the great stuff going on, there are two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only are you going to get a chance to talk to the man, Captain Brandon Hayward, we are also giving away such a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a chance to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Captain Ryan Boston and all the boys there, Cameron and Matt and everybody. It's going to be a fantastic opportunity, and you want to talk about an unbelievable run of great fishing. The San Diego is just still trip after trip after trip. I mean, you think about what a cool value this three-quarter day trip that you're going to win is. I mean, from yellowtail to yellowfin tuna fishing, and still you look day after day after day, a three-quarter day trip, you know, several hundred, you know, 150 yellowfin.
Incredible.
One day after another, the run they're on is just amazing, and there's such good fishing going on in our local zone. You could literally get in on that action by winning that three-quarter day trip on the San Diego. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are members ships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Take a ride and be amazed. That's exactly what you had the chance to do when the Seakeeper demo boat made its Southern California tour. You had your chance to experience just how smooth the ride can be. By eliminating boat roll, Seakeeper transforms everyone's experience on the water. You go from sick to smiling, and memories turn from never again to best trip ever. The Seakeeper boat is now up the coast at the Southern California Boat Show at the Cabrillo Way Marina in San Pedro this weekend. This is your chance to check out the Seakeeper 3, optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, you'll see this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post. To check out the Seakeeper demo boat, come out to the Southern California Boat Show at the Cabrillo Way Marina in San Pedro, the heart of Los Angeles Harbor. Go to the Seakeeper website, seakeeper.com, and check out the Seakeeper. Seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, if you want to get in the fun, 858-457-1090. That's our local number, or toll-free 877-792-1090. We talk so much about the Parkers and the fishing and lobstering that we haven't even scratched the surface of the Bite Journal. I say it all the time. I'm certainly not saying it just for blowing smoke reasons. It is my most favorite fishing print thing that's out there, period, and I love it. You do such an awesome job with it, man. It's great.
Thanks. We try. I mean, my goal is to have the best saltwater fishing magazine in the world, you know?
You do. No question about it. So what's going on in the world of the Bite?
Bite's getting designed right now.
Ooh.
And it'll probably ship off 3 weeks if we're lucky or something like that. So, you know, our cadence is, quote, only two a year. So a lot of people think it's a quarterly, but it's not. So there's two issues. And I kind of tweaked on the production schedule and the release dates. The way we had it, there was like a Fred Hall issue and then a holiday issue.
Okay.
So I kind of pushed everything forward. So the fall-winter issue, well, that will last us until after Fred Hall.
Okay.
And then we'll drop an issue in the middle of summer. I just wanted an issue getting put out there kind of when fishing's at its peak and there's most people at the counter
totally.
And all that interest. So instead of being in, like, dare I say, shoulder seasons on release dates, we kind of pushed it forward. So if you get your magazine a little bit later, that's the reason why.
The thing that you've done that's so much different about the bite is it's just that it gives you the ability to not be in a rush to get something kicked out by this date or that date.
Right.
And it shows. I mean, it shows in the articles and the way that it's put together. And I mean, I'm like most fishermen. I read every fishing thing that's out there, all the magazines,
sure.
Western Outdoor News, you know, I mean, everything. But that's the one thing that, like, it really is. It's a cover-to-cover thing. Like, everything is cool. The advertising, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
the ads in there are cool. Like,
that's
everything about
for.
It's awesome.
Yeah, well, we want it to be evergreen and something that, you know, lives on wherever you have it. So I don't think anyone's ever thrown one away.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the goal.
That's cool.
That's the goal. So, no, I love doing that, and it's a nice mix that I get to do them both.
I know you can't. And so you don't have to. And you don't even need to be specific if you do choose to. But is there one thing that you can give us as a tease that you're excited about coming out?
I don't want to say.
All right. That's fair. I'm going to ask you during the break, though. And if you don't
that's
tell
fine.
Me, like, you're not even welcome on for the second hour.
That's fine.
I'm just throwing that out there right
that's,
now.
Okay.
No. Well, we're excited. Well, hey, again, if you want to get through, it's going to be a very busy morning. So much cool stuff to talk to Brandon about, both in the fishing and the journal and all the great stuff. It's going to be a great time. We're going to take your phone calls again. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's start with Brett, who's calling us from San Marcos this morning. Good morning, Brett. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Brandon.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good. Just wanted to check in. So I have the four bites sitting on my coffee table right now.
Nice.
And Rick, I think you'd agree that without looking at the byline, you can tell a Brandon article about a paragraph or two into it because
yeah.
of the descriptions and just the style.
No, that's because there's like two backward sentences. And
I gotta be honest, Brad, I'm just skipping forward to find the Hewlett thing. Like that's me. That's
me too.
That's my first one.
Well, and you know, I was on a trip where we went out to Catalina and the photographer was out taking pictures for one
right.
of the journals.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the professionalism and quality of the photography, as anyone can see, is just outstanding. So needless to say, I'm
thanks
a biased big fan of Brandon. I think the other point I wanted to make was I've been on all the trips with Brandon and was actually on the very first trip with his first boat.
That's right.
Nice.
Parker, or the older Parker.
That's right.
And looking forward to the new one, particularly with the autopilot and the 3D HD Peruno system. But I think the coolest thing has got to be when you get on the boat, Brandon just says, hey, the boat is yours.
That's,
and
yeah.
And it just puts you at ease. Like, well, hey, that's true. This the boat's ours. And I think some of the coolest stuff is Catalina and getting some lobster and then going into the lobster shack and for $15 making a full on lobster meal. You just can't beat it.
No, it's the best. No, thanks for the words. I appreciate it. You know, like when guys come on the boat, I say there's no rules. Just don't pull on the door too hard. This is your boat for the next 12 hours,
that's
and
right.
you know I'm just driving it. And then some people say, okay, cool. And then some people say, you're not just driving it, you're doing, you know. But what I mean is, I try to offer an experience to people where, like Brett said, they're at ease. They come on, they feel like it's their boat. So you know, put your things wherever you want and whatever works best for you, and just make yourself at home.
The thing I like so much about that is it could be three buddies that are the hardest of hardcore and you will provide them the hardest core fishing experience they want. Up all night, fish every bait, rod in hand, the whole nine. Or, you know, a guy and his wife can come and fish as mellow as they want, and maybe it's a lobster thing like Brett, and they don't want to grind it out all night. They're stoked catching this many and going into lobster and having a good time, or the fishing
totally.
Is the same. Like, I
well,
love that.
Brett wants to grind it out. He wants to get his double limits. We just got to get the dinner in there, too.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's
we do
right.
we do it right.
But, you know,
it's
just
so
one
fun.
Quick thing. Year before last, I had my son on the boat with his friend who you know, wasn't that experienced, and we got into a wide-open yellowfin bite off Camp Pendleton. And watching Brandon – I got it on video – and watching Brandon just ease everybody into – three triple hookups and basically
nice.
Get all those fish on board and then cruise into the beach, set up and get a 30 pound yellowtail. the kid was just, he was just over the top. He just said, when can we go with Brandon again?
Yeah. That's neat. That was a fun trip. Yeah. No, thanks for that. Yeah, no, Brett's just the perfect customer, you know what I mean? And one thing, too, is, you know, fishing isn't cheap no matter what you do.
That's for sure.
And for that big bluefin, I mean, I'll say straight up, you're burning 130 gallons of fuel, 120. So we're charging, you know, $520 a person to go do that. And a lot of people go, oh, wow, that's a lot of money. But do the math sometime on, like, if you're going to buy your own boat, have your own boat payment, or buy your own boat for $18,000, keep it in storage, and what it costs you at the end of the year.
Oh, man.
And then look at what it costs to go fishing on whatever type of fishing you're going to do, you know, three-quarter day or come out with me. But if you want to go small boat fishing and you're going to go with me or go with one of the other guys, do the math. And I think you'll be really surprised, like, spending, you know, going four times and spending that $520 per person, or, you know, we charge $295 per person times lobster, take four people. You'd be surprised, man. You come out ahead.
I know multiple people who subscribe exactly to that program.
Yep.
Private boat owners that just said, you know, I had it, and trying to find guys that wanted to go. And then when we got out there, I mean, sure, I know how to fish, but, I mean, you know, not the same as a guy that's there every single day and as well connected.
Information game is huge.
It's everything. Yeah. And like I said, you know, between slip payment or storage and fuel and time and effort and everything else, there is no question. You know, they book with you once a month or twice a month during that hardcore time, and there you go.
And coming from a guy who either spends...
Rick.
Go ahead, Brett.
You and Brandon, you know I had that beautiful 26-foot Scout with twin 150 Yamahas and fully set.
Loved it.
But I can tell you, I'm the perfect example of that story, and I've done the math about 30 or 40 times, you know, since I sold the boat.
right.
That's cool, Brett. Well, I'm glad. It sounds like you got it figured out, and I'm sure you got a lobster. I'm sure you got a lobster trip on the way.
3 weeks.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you.
Great job. Appreciate the phone call very much. Explain a teeny bit about that. You've touched on it twice now, and Brett said what a great deal it is. How on earth do you pull that off? How do you pull off a lobster dinner while you're fishing for lobsters? Because I think that sounds so rad.
It's pretty good.
That's up my alley.
Well, when it's really good, you get your limits, and then you go in and do it because they don't close the kitchen till 10.
Okay.
And lobster trap's kind of like where the locals eat and drink. So sometimes that kitchen's open till 11.
Okay.
They never close before 10. So, you know, when it's slam dunk lobstering, you can kind of get it done and get in there and still, you know, be within your 10 or 12 hours for the trip. Otherwise, what I'll do is, like, Brett will get a hotel sometimes.
Okay.
So we'll lobster, catch our lobsters, go in for dinner, then fish the next day. Or if you really want to go for it and, you know, do the double limit thing and stay on the boat or whatever, then you kind of get what you're going to get and eat lobster and then go grind it out for the rest of the night.
Do those trips originate on the coast in Newport? Do they originate at the island? Like, how does that part work?
No, they originate out of Newport.
Okay.
They originate out of there. And so, you know, you don't have to take the express back and forth.
Yeah,
I've definitely done that before, but it's just an extra moving part sometimes.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So,
you go out, you set your gear, you catch, hopefully, you know, in a perfect world, you catch a limit lobster, then you drive into the beach, put the boat on a mooring, everybody jumps in and goes up into town, has dinner and cocktails, and then gets back on the boat and catch your moor or be done or whatever, however it goes from there.
Yeah.
That's rad.
No, it's a really neat trip.
That's really cool. And again, there are opportunities to do that. You said it's not wide open, but if a guy really wants to do that and calls you today after the show, there's going to be a spot for him to go do it.
Yeah, I lost a guy on a two-day trip that James and Wes are running. I think it's Friday or it's the 4th. So there's a spot open there. The boat's open for charter on the 8th, and there's an open party on like the 28th or something. I have my book with me.
That's exciting.
But yeah,
cool.
There's always a way. And the thing with lobster, it's just like right now everyone's excited because it's just starting.
Sure.
Just like the bluefin, just like in March when some sea bass start biting or whatever. Lobster season's 6 months.
Yeah.
Right? And it's still really good at the end sometimes. You just have to kind of change your program sometimes. And people say a lot, like, oh, man, you hoop deep. Like, well, I hoop deep when they're deep. But sometimes you're hooping in 12 feet of water or whatever. So
you hoop for the lobster.
Exactly. So in the spring, it can be kind of like some different depths and stuff like that. One of the highlights for me this season was that Catalina kind of returned to its, like, traditional definitions of when we were kids. Sea bass started biting there second week of March.
That's right.
And we're getting 2 to 5 sea bass and then going and doing our lobster. It was really neat.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that. next year. Hopefully it repeats. And I think it's kind of in that cycle, or it's going to happen again.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Hey, the phones are packed. We want to jump back into them again. If you want to get your spot, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Doing hey, great. Hills. Hills, good morning.
Hey, so a couple questions for Brandon. As do you get a lot of the Byte magazines sort of like swiped by the postman before they ever make it to the thing?
I think that happens sometimes. Anytime you're dealing with the post, there could kind of be issues, you know what I mean? But it's...
I think he just means because it's such a cool
there's some gremlins out there for sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. But, hey, and how many black sea bass do you find yourself just incidentally hooking when you're fishing sea bass? Because it does seem like the black sea bass are really coming back.
I think it's easier to catch a black sea bass than a white sea bass.
No doubt.
If you said...
I'm with you on that.
There's spots on the beach where, like... I always say I should reach out to those tagging guys that there's that they're doing some research. I'm not describing it well, but out of Cal State Northridge, they're really easy to catch.
You
there's a lot
spots.
Of them. Yeah, I don't want to say you have to drive away from them, but there definitely is no shortage of them. And sometimes, I mean, perfect example. Last fall, there was a day we caught like 13 of them. Here in shallow water, they release just fine. So, yeah, you hook a lot of those things. And when they're all balled up and spawning in June or sometimes they spawn in the fall, too. So, no, it seems like there's a lot of them. And to my mind, I saw the kind of numbers that we're putting out there in terms of where they think the population is. And I think, like, those numbers are definitely skewed and off a little bit. Like, there's a lot of those things, especially along Camp Pendleton where I fish a lot.
They're not hard to find. And like, you nailed it. There are times, especially that squid nest. It seems like squid nest fishing when... the wave of sea bass was kind of maybe over or moved, or it's old bait and not new bait, and like
the loves old bait.
Bat ray black sea bass party would get started. That's when you knew, like, all right, well, it's time to find greener pastures or wait for this thing to reload, because there would be times when, like you say, it's wide open, like, and we might as well pull the anchor. Like, if we stay here all day, maybe we'll pluck one dumb one that's still floating around there. Otherwise, we're going to be pulling on black sea bass all day long.
And those things move a lot. Like, we think about them like, oh, they live in the kelp and they're always there, but they come and go a lot, and they spend a lot of time out in the mud looking for that squid, I think.
I think one thing that's cool about those things, too, is the ones you catch aren't all 500 pounds, and they're not all, you know, 12 inches long either. I mean, if you spend a day fishing the coast, fishing the bottom, you will catch those things at all sizes. I mean,
absolutely.
I know nothing. I know nothing about the health or the population or anything, but it sure seems like it's not in the most dire straits in the world.
There's a huge mix, and then you'll get those, like, straight 300-pounders, like, just huge ones sometimes.
Which, as a pain in the butt as they sometimes can be when you're trying to catch something else, you still have to take a step back and look at it. Like, I just caught a 250-pound fish on 30-pound tackle on my own boat.
Right.
And I can see a guy, you know, I can see a guy taking off on a wave right now.
Right,
it's pretty
exactly.
cool.
It is. Some people come out and they're like, black. And then there's other guys, it's the coolest thing ever for them.
No doubt.
I mean, there's entire charter businesses in Florida that's what they do.
Yeah.
Those Goliath grouper Jewfish trips,
totally.
Right?
Totally.
So... No, exactly. But no, it's a big, beautiful local game fish. I think they're cool, but annoying at times.
Very well said. Hills, great contribution. Appreciate it very much. Hey, it's time to find out what's going on down south. It's time for the Catch Report with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Stores, which today is sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer the very best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Is Pedro around?
Pedro is driving the coast of Maine right now, just enjoying some sights and a very fun non-fishing trip, little getaway, and enjoying some probably fall colors. But he's listening on the web, said to say hi to everybody, just shot a text from him during the last break. So all good, cast man.
Oh, good for him. He's up there for the fall colors.
Yeah.
Great time to be up there.
Totally.
But, anyway, well, the fishing down in Baja did slow down this past weekend, especially down the southern tip there from East Cape all the way down to San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. still a few striped marlin around, a few blues, occasional black. The tuna bite there in that area there around the Iman Bank did slow down a bit, but they are getting some tuna up to 100 pounds there. And, of course, plenty of small ones, and, of course, occasional wahoo, some Dorado. And the season is changing there now. They're getting into the fall. Reports there from Eric Brixton of Gordo Banks Pongas. He says you can feel it in the air. This temperature's starting to drop. With that, that's a good news because once that temperature starts to drop, those tropical storms dissipate and basically fade away. So as far as anybody going down this week down that way, there's no storms on the horizon, which is good. Over in Mazatlan there, not a lot of anglers there at this time of year, but they will should be starting to come in there this coming October. That's when they kick off their sailfish season. They'll be getting a few Dorado, a few sails, an occasional striper. Ziwantenejo, same thing there. They're starting into their winter mode now, which is they really fish strong during the winter, starting November, and they'll fish strong all the way through May and into June. And they're reporting some sales along with the occasional blue marlin and inshore, you know, basically quite a few roosters right now. But the rivers are still flowing from the, you know, past rains. So the reservoirs are full. Lakes are full. And so there's a lot of silt coming out. So there's some dirty water. You got to work around that dirty water along those beaches and find those roosters. But the roosters are in there. So some really good rooster and of course, the Jack Revelle. Anyway, that's the report for this week, Ricky, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. Anybody wants to take one of our fabulous trips into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you next Saturday, Rick.
So much cool stuff going on, and Brandon and I were just saying during the last break that this is the time for the Baja. This is the time for spots like that going south. You get that. You know, the storms have, you know, are subsiding, and you get into that area where you don't need to worry about storms so much, but the fantastic weather, the fishing remains so good. This is prime time for the Southern Baja Cast, man.
You got it, Rick. Anyway, I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Appreciate a great report, buddy. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, Cass.
All right.
Again, that report sponsored, hey, man, lobster season is here. Lobster season is literally open right now. Make sure that you gear up with the best performing lobster gear on the market, and that's Promar. Based in SoCal, Promar products are designed by fishermen for fishermen, and they offer everything you need for a successful evening of lobster hooping, including the brand new Ambush XL. It's a 36-inch rigid hoop net. It's the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or visit them at promarnets.com. And what more can you say about those guys, too? They do it right. They make the right gear for lobstering.
It's incredible how much just that whole fisheries grown, you know, from gear and everything else. So, absolutely.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 6th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, October 14th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, Power Pro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFTCO, Accurate, Berkley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, October 14th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, I want to remind you about a very cool event coming up here with the San Diego Marlin Club. It's the 35th annual small boat tournament. It's San Diego's oldest fishing club. How cool is that, the Marlin Club? It's got marlin and tuna categories. It's October 7th and the 8th of 2017. The awards presentation will be on Sunday. It's completely open to the public. They have a giant raffle. Small boat tournament is kind of one of the coolest tournaments that those guys have put on in a long time. It's for boats 26 feet and under, if I remember correctly. It doesn't list on the flyer, but I'm pretty certain it's 26 feet and under. They have a giant raffle. Again, you can enter online at themarlinclub.com, or you can give them a call, 619-222-8677. They got more information on their Facebook page, and if you want to bring guests and stuff, they have a great dinner afterwards, only $10 if you want to bring extra people along with you, wife and kids if they're not fishing with you already. So a really, really cool event. Again, October 7th and 8th at the San Diego Marlin Club, the 35th annual Small Boat Marlin Tournament. It's going to be a really, really fun time. And with the great tuna fishing going on, what a great opportunity to get in and do some fun fishing at the Marlin Club. Hey, phone lines are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, have your shot at a three-quarter day trip and your chance to talk to Captain Brandon Hayward, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Ken, calling us from El Cajon. Good morning, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. Happy fishing to you guys. I was curious. A lot of people want to go out lobster fish with me. If they have a one-day license and a lobster card, are they legal?
Yeah. Yeah, they are for that day. If it becomes midnight and you're still fishing, they're not. But
okay.
Yeah.
And I heard you have to have your fishing license number on your buoys now. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, your fishing license number. It's actually not. It's your Go ID number. So the number that you are to the fishing game, it's on the top left corner of your license. If you own a CPFV or a passenger vessel like what I do, your fishing game numbers have to be on the buoy. Or the Go ID, but we put our fishing game numbers on there. That way, no matter who's running the boat, it's all,
sure.
All good. Yeah.
All right, because a lot of guys want to go with me, and I said, well, I think you have to have a regular fishing license, but that'll make them happy.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And and inexpensive. I mean, a one-day license, only $15. Obviously, you can get a two-day license, I think is $27 and some change, but you can easily do that. And the cool thing is, too, if they got to buy their lobster card, which, again, it's only $10, like $9 and change. But the lobster card is good through the season. Is that right, Brandon?
Yeah, yeah, until March 22nd or 3rd or whatever it is. Yeah.
So if they go out with you, they decide they only want to, you know, try it for one time, they're going to be spending, you know, maybe $20, at the worst case scenario, $30 in licenses to try it with you, Ken. And then their lobster card's good for the season, so if they decide they want to keep rolling, they can, you know, they can buy the license for the rest of the year, or come the first of the year, if they decide, well, I really liked fishing lobsters when I went with Ken that one time, I'm just going to buy a yearly license. The lobster card's still good through the end of March, or the end of the lobster season anyways.
And where do you get a map that shows the closed areas?
You know, Department of Fish and Wildlife has a pretty nice booklet that they put out. I'm sure it's available online on their website, but they put a pretty nice booklet, and most places that issue licenses should have them. You know, I mean, I know if you ever happen to come down to Fisherman's Landing, we've got a bunch of them down there, but I would suspect most places that sell fishing licenses can get them from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. They're totally free. It's like a colored booklet, has all the lats and longs, and, you know, has like, you know, Google Earth type shot of the shoreline to make it somewhat easy to figure out where the closures are. But
so as I was coming back in, I saw all kinds of boats off the Point Loma. I was like, I thought that was a closed area for fishing. I was like, oh well, I just kept on going. I was like,
There is very little off of Point Loma that is closed. There is a teeny stretch, and actually the only stretch that it does affect is for lobster. There's a small closure right off of the point that has some closure. Other than that, as far as fishing goes, there's virtually no areas off of Point Loma that are restricted. But again, just I would hop on the Department of Fish and Wildlife website. I know those Baja directions charts have a nice chart that shows, you know, what's closed and what's not, or just pick up one of the booklets from any place that sells fishing licenses.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the phone call very much. Bye. Next up, let's talk to Rudy calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's the wife and kids?
How's the wife and kids? Everyone's good. Tired, but good.
Hey, I have a couple of questions. What do you recommend when you're I've caught white sea bass in a surf, and I caught one that was so big I had to let her go because she was full of eggs. She was as long as I am tall. And I didn't know they came in that close. And I've caught another one in another location in my neighborhood.
Where? Tell me where.
Yeah, I need the numbers.
She was about 20 pounds.
Beautiful. Great fish.
That's awesome. Well, certainly some good fishing, Rudy. Appreciate the phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. With that white sea bass fishing going on, if there was a particular time of year that you could put on as a favorite, does that exist for you? I mean, do you and way you could catch them? You know, it seems like
that's a good question.
Yeah, when you got started, there was all this crazy big beach fishing.
Right.
You started with the charters, not you getting started. I'm sure it was more islands. So maybe kind of run us down the whole sea bass game.
Yeah. Well, I like fishing for them because they're like one of the harder fish to catch. So for me, like I get the most like satisfaction out of catching one in the fall, that late fall fish when it kind of circles back down the coast or whatever. Just because it's probably the hardest way to catch them. On the charter front, and when it's the best kind of charter fishing, people used to call me, I don't know, the first few years I had the business and say, like, hey, I want to book a sea bass trip in March or April, because that is our definition of when sea bass fishing is the best.
Fred Hall,
March,
always.
April,
yeah.
Sea bass. I wouldn't even take people, because that didn't happen for a really long time.
No doubt.
And even that coastal fish didn't show up until, like, May, late May, if there was squid. And think about it. Those really good sea bass years, it was, like, July and August.
No doubt.
Remember? Like, fireworks were going off when you were catching them.
Yeah. I always joke that the very best week of sea bass fishing was the week that we were in Sitka for our Kingfisher trip. I mean, you could mark it on a calendar, and it was the end of June.
Okay,
you know,
late June, yeah.
You could just, you knew, like, oh, Rick's going out of town for 6 weeks. That wasn't necessarily the best week of it.
Yep.
That was the first week, always a very good fishing that was always in my backyard. Some kind of La Jolla, Point Loma.
I remember.
Imperial, somewhere in that stretch, there's always going to be an epic one that week, always.
Yep, I remember. So the best time for on the charter front, so that brings me to, now I take trips in March and April, because Catalina's been, was good
That's
last
it.
Year in the last couple of years, and April's been a better sea bass month the last few years. So, you know, from that first moon in April until I fish sea bass like hard from the new moon in April until 3 days after the full moon in July.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, that bluefin loves to start biting after the full moon
totally,
in July.
Totally.
Like the first trip we went on, it was, it got so lucky. So on the charter front, that's it. And it, just like you're saying, it's hard to argue with that June. And
yeah.
People love that last, because you can theoretically keep three.
Yeah.
So the end of June, and this year, that end of June, beginning of July was excellent for me. I fished like, it was long runs, and it was the coast and fishing up above. That's where we got that 77-pounder or 78-pounder or whatever it was. So the business caught four fish over 70 pounds this year.
I was just going to ask you to speak on that. You guys had the most incredible round.
Big fish.
Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, big fish doesn't do justice.
That we might have caught 30 over 60. I remember we had like 22, and then that end of season thing got going. So probably high 20s. Yeah, no, it's incredible. And the cool thing is there's a big spread of fish. Like, I'm one of my favorite guys to fish with, Jeff Chung and Fumio, they came out, and, you know, usually it's a 12-hour trip. I was like, well, we can stay longer, but I want to catch one.
Yeah.
So they both caught two. Rod Benz are like, ooh, you grab it. I get it. It's like a 14-pounder.
Okay, perfect.
So my point, yeah, bounced it.
Yeah.
So my point is that there's a pretty neat spread of fish, too.
Yeah.
And every year I see more and more of that, like, smaller fish.
That's,
you know,
exciting. That's
smaller
good news.
Could be 32 pounds, 28 pounds, 38 pounds. So, and that big fish, those big ones to my mind are the ones that we were kind of having our way with in like 2010. You know, that's what they've kind of grown into, maybe. I could be wrong.
It was not long ago that a 30 pounder was a huge deal. Like Western Outdoor News cover shot.
Right.
This is a big deal. Certainly the jackpot fish and the fish that's in the, you
right.
know, that's alert the media.
Yep.
And that fish now is like, whoa, where did that one come from?
I know. Like, I tell people a lot of, like, a guy gets a 42 pounder, a 45 pounder. I tell them, like, hey, any sea bass in my book is a victory.
Don't kid.
Yeah. And so when guys get those ones, they're like, oh, I really wanted my 50 or whatever it is. I go, guys, I don't know, 9 years ago, 10 years, we'll fill in the blank.
Oh, man.
A 40-pounder was a 60.
Yeah.
I remember I caught my first 40-pounder on the Dreamer at Freddy's, uphill current, and, like, I almost started crying. Like, I was just so appreciative. Like, I shook Alan's hand a bunch, and I was just like, to my mind, I was like, I got my 40-pounder. It was a huge deal. Huge deal. And then things kind of changed.
One of my most memorable fish for my career, for sure, was a 38-pound sea bass, also with Watson at the East End Light, and, you know, and that on a jig, you know, and like that was like a highlight, still is, you know, like a
sure.
highlight career fish. Like, that was one of the coolest things. A big sea bass was a thing that you just didn't get to do.
Yep.
And you know, a 38 pounder, a very nice one, but I don't know when the last time we caught one that was smaller than that on our boat in a while. You know, we
right.
don't catch huge numbers of them, but the ones that we catch are on the beach, and they're big.
Big
ones. That's just what that's what this fishing has kind of morphed into.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting, and I love it that I can, especially out of Davies, you know, it opens up that West End a lot, those, you know, West End, West Cove kind of afternoons and stuff, fishing out of there, and it opens up fishing the beach in the morning and running over to the island
That's
afterwards.
Cool.
So
the other thing that I think I thought was so cool watching your sea bass professionalism progress was, and I include myself in this, is the reliance on bait, in particular on squid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Squid fishing makes sea bass, the mass fishing for sea bass, very easy. And then,
Absolutely.
You know, there's a much more difficult and really cool way of guys catching them. That's importing bait, you know, knowing to catch bait somewhere and taking that squid
yep.
to another location. But then watching you in particular having such good fishing on just their natural feed, on mackerel and kelp lines, was
right.
that's what I was the most impressed with. You know,
I caught nothing the first year I tried. That's the truth, though. Like, the first year I bought a boat and I was like, I really want to, you know, do this on my own and everything.
Yeah.
I caught nothing doing that. But then the next year it started to click, and a little bit more and a little bit more, and now I feel very, very comfortable. And the brass tacks of sea bass is you just have to have current. You need some flow, and there's some spots you can get bit and slack, but there's nothing. It's crazy that you can get bit one afternoon, go back there the next day, there's no current, and just be like, it's not going to work
yeah.
out. And I love, just like you're saying, favorite style and everything, I like that fin bait style of catching
totally.
Them, for sure.
Totally,
for
totally.
Sure.
You can rely on the bait, catching the bait a little better, but it's just
yep.
there's something cool about catching them on something that they'd be eating anyways.
Yeah, and kind of moving with them. You know, when you fish bluefin, you're not going to just run over the same icon and just, like, endlessly get bit. I mean, theoretically maybe, but not really. You know, you're going to walk with it and move. And, I mean, I've done the same thing with sea bass. You know what I mean? In my heart of hearts, I know that there's schools that I've got on north of Del Mar, and then at the end of the year been, like, in L.A. County or the one year I was up in Santa Barbara. I just think they're the same ones.
That's cool.
I really do.
That's really cool.
So, and they're really a creature of habit, and they're neat. I like fishing for them.
They're definitely one tick more difficult of a fish to catch than most of what else is out there. So everyone that hits the deck has got a certain bit of got them, you know, and they're cool, and they're cool looking, and they're the best thing in the world on the grill. Like, everything about them is a cool fish.
I'm already looking forward to next season. Hopefully we get another November shot, because we had a little sample of that last year, and they're big.
And there again, just plays into what you decided to do with your business. It's not a fish that's easily tackled on your own boat. There are hundreds of them that get caught going on a sport boat, but it's just difficult. It's difficult to target them and target a big one.
That's
what you do.
Right.
You target trophies, and you're really good at getting them.
No, thanks. I mean, not to interrupt, but, like, people have very skewed perspectives on sea bass fishing, or they, like, don't like them for whatever reason, or, like, it's crowded and the mobs, and that's because if you hear about it, if you hear, like, there's fish in the bakegrounds on the East End, I want nothing to do with that. You know what I mean? And sometimes you could just have to sit on your purse and kind of take it and do it, because that's the only game in town, but that's not sea bass fishing, to my mind.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So you can always fish by yourself and kind of, especially with that, like, importing bait thing that you're talking about and all the different styles, so people have skewed perspectives and whatever. I think to the kind of big game part that you brought up, sometimes I think, like, the best customers that I could have had, I lost them because they came out once and that was it. Like, I went once, it didn't bite, and there was no current, and you just can't control that, you know?
Totally.
But if guys come out and get them the first time, they're coming back.
Yeah.
And with that bluefin, if they get them the first time, they're really coming back.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just cool that you've developed this. You know, we're going trophy hunting. And guys know, I mean, you're very, I know, you're very, very upfront about it. Like, look, you don't get trophies every trip. It just does not work like that.
The point of being, like, a pessimist.
Yeah.
I am sometimes.
We're
probably
not going to get one, but if we do, it's flash bulbs and high fives all the way around. Yeah.
I tell everyone, you know, straight up. And I talk to people beforehand and kind of, like, take their temperature, too. You know what I mean? And kind of level expectations or bring them up or whatever.
That's cool. So. Well, it's exciting stuff. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, plus a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to tackle storage, it's got to be Flambeau. Built to fish, built to last. Check out these new products designed just for anglers. The two new HD series hard cases with thick customizable foam to protect your electronics when not in use. While the new HD series tough boxes provide heavy duty waterproof protection, clear lids and O-ring seals keep water out while letting you see in. Flambeau's patented Z-Rust provides additional protection against rust and corrosion, keeping your valuables safe. For travel, protect your rods with a tough bazooka rod carrier. Available at Turner's Outdoorsman and other fine tackle retailers.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, Dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Lanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanero. We love families.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.